Thailand adopts crypto travel rule with self-custody wallet checks. Thailand has begun enforcing the crypto travel rule, requiring licensed digital asset businesses to verify the ownership of self-custodial wallets and retain transfer records for 5 years. Cointelegraph reported the change on September 2, 2026, framing it as one of the more demanding applications of the standard in Southeast Asia. The travel rule is not new in principle. It comes from the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, the intergovernmental body that sets anti-money laundering standards, and it requires that identifying information about a sender and recipient travels with a transfer above a set threshold. What makes Thailand's version notable is how far it reaches into self-custody, the part of crypto that has historically sat outside this kind of check. The self-custody verification step under the framework, a Thai exchange, sending or receiving crypto to or from a wallet, the customer controls themselves, has to confirm that the customer actually owns that wallet. In practice, that usually means a proof of ownership step, signing a message from the wallet, a micro deposit, or a similar cryptographic check before funds move. That closes a gap regulators have complained about for years. A standard travel rule transfer between two exchanges is straightforward because both sides are regulated entities that already hold customer identities. A transfer to an unhosted wallet breaks that chain because the receiving address has no institution attached to it. Thailand's rule pushes the verification burden back onto the exchange to establish that the wallet belongs to a known customer rather than an anonymous third party. The 5-year retention requirement sits alongside it. Exchanges have to keep the transfer data and the ownership evidence on file, which gives the SEC and law enforcement a documented trail long after a transaction settles. Thailand's timing fits a regional push. The timing lines up with a broader regional push. Thailand has spent 2026 moving between opening and restricting parts of its crypto market, and enforcement-heavy rules like this one reflect the compliance side of that balance. Neighboring jurisdictions across Thailand and the wider region have been formalizing digital asset oversight, and the FATF has kept public pressure on member states to close travel rule gaps, particularly around unhosted wallets. For Thai exchanges, the immediate effect is operational. Verification tooling, message signing flows, and long-term data storage all cost money and add friction to onboarding and withdrawals. Smaller platforms tend to feel that weight more than large ones with existing compliance stacks. The backdrop is a soft market. Bitcoin was trading around 76,682 as of September 2nd in 2026, down 1.6% on the day, with Ether near $2,381, down 3.0%, and XRP at 1.32, down 4.0%, according to CoinMarketCap market data. Regulatory tightening rarely moves price on its own, but it shapes where activity concentrates. Stricter rules tend to push casual users toward the most compliant venues and push privacy-focused users toward peer-to-peer channels. The effect on everyday users. For most people holding crypto in Thailand, the change shows up as extra steps rather than lost access. Sending funds from a Thai exchange to a personal wallet may now require a one-time ownership proof for that address. Withdrawals to an unverified third-party wallet, sending crypto directly to someone else's self-custodial address, are the transactions most likely to get held up or blocked. This matters for the crypto card market, too. Many cards run on a top-up model, where a user funds a spending balance from an exchange or self-custodial wallet. If the funding wallet has to be verified under travel rule checks, the onboarding path for self-custody spending options gets longer, especially for products that let users spend directly from a wallet they control. Cards that top up from a regulated exchange account inside Thailand face fewer new hurdles since the identity link already exists. There's a counterparty angle worth keeping in view. Rules that concentrate activity on licensed custodial venues also concentrate custody risk. Balances sitting on an exchange can be frozen in an insolvency or enforcement action in a way that self-held funds cannot. Thailand's framework does not change that trade-off, but it does raise the compliance cost of the self-custody path that avoids it.